Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode 17 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Before we start, I want to say that now you can go to my website, realrussianclub.com, and under each post you will see the social media icons. It means that now you can share the episodes with your friends, because unfortunately so many people still don't know anything about podcasts. They don't listen to them. So if you have friends who learn Russian and who may be interested in this podcast, now you can share through Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and so on. Okay, now about today's episode. It took me a while to decide if I should record it or not, because this whole World War II subject is very controversial, especially nowadays. And so many people in the world think that the Red Army was even worse than Germany, and that they were not liberators, and so on. And on the other hand, in Russia, propaganda is going wild. It makes me so angry and sad when I see our news or some programs on television. It's just, I don't know, it's crazy what's going on here. And for me, as a historian, I'm kind of a specialist in propaganda, because my dissertation was about propaganda in Russo-Japanese War in the beginning of the 20th century. And you know what? It's all the same. Even the words are the same, about America being our main enemy and that everyone's against us and blah, blah, blah. It's just really nothing changes, and it's so sad. Anyway, I'm talking way too much because it really bothers me. But I couldn't avoid it because it's really a huge event in Russia. It's more important than New Year, than Christmas. It's really a very big holiday here. So I decided to tell you just about how we celebrated. But actually, I've recorded a couple more episodes, but I'm not going to upload them here, because really, it's not for everyone. If you are interested in a World War II in Soviet Union and what was going on here and how Russia took part in it, you can subscribe on my website, and I will send you those episodes personally. For sensitive people, it's just too much. So if you want to receive them, please go to my website. You'll find the link in the show notes, so don't forget to check it. Okay, finally, enough talking. Let's speak some Russian. День Победы в России. 9 мая в России отмечают окончание Великой Отечественной войны 1941-1945 годов. Именно так называют время, когда Советский Союз принимал участие во Второй мировой войне. Миллионы людей выходят в этот день на улицу, чтобы поздравить ветеранов, возложить цветы к вечному огню и послушать песни военного времени на концертах. Многие спрашивают, почему в России День Победы отмечают 9 мая, а не 8, как во всем мире. Дело в том, что акт о капитуляции Германии был подписан в 22:43 по местному времени. В Москве же уже было 00:43, то есть наступило 9 мая. Традиционно на Красной площади и на главных площадях в других городах проводят парад. В нем принимают участие не только военнослужащие, но и танки, самолеты, военные машины. Последние несколько лет становится популярной акция под названием «Бессмертный полк». Люди приносят фотографии родственников, погибших во время Великой Отечественной войны. В течение дня по телевизору показывают всеми любимые советские фильмы про войну. В бой идут одни старики, офицеры, а зори здесь тихие и многие другие. Вечером жители столицы и крупных городов могут увидеть большой праздничный салют.
Okay, that was it for the text. Now let's try to translate it.
День Победы в России. Victory Day in Russia. 9 мая в России отмечают окончание Великой Отечественной войны 1941-1945 годов.
On May 9, the end of the Great Patriotic War 1941-1945 is celebrated in Russia.
Именно так называют время, когда Советский Союз принимал участие во Второй мировой войне.
That's how we call the time when the Soviet Union took part in World War II. So, you see, we don't celebrate it like 1939, when Germany invaded Poland, but it's from 1941, when Germany attacked Soviet Union. And here in this sentence, we see interesting expression,
принимать участие.
It means участвовать, to take part in something. For example, you want to say that you took part in the conference.
Мы приняли участие в конференции.
We took part in the conference. Or in Russian you could also say
мы участвовали в конференции.
Or another example, something about Olympic Games.
В Олимпийских играх принимают участие спортсмены из разных стран.
In the Olympic Games, sportsmen from different countries take part. So it's
принимать участие, участвовать.
And the next sentence.
Миллионы людей выходят в этот день на улицу.
Millions of people on this day go outside. And the same sentence.
Чтобы поздравить ветеранов, возложить цветы к вечному огню и послушать песни военного времени на концертах.
So they go outside to congratulate veterans. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. To lay flowers at the eternal flame and to listen to songs of the wartime at concerts. Okay, the next sentence.
Многие спрашивают, почему в России День Победы отмечают 9 мая, а не 8, как во всем мире.
Many people ask why we celebrate Victory Day in Russia on May 9th and not the 8th like the whole world does. And it's so true, in Russia we celebrate it on May 9th.
Дело в том, что акт о капитуляции Германии был подписан в 22:43 по местному времени.
The thing is, the capitulation of Germany was submitted at 10:43 local time. 10:43 p.m., of course. So you see, in Russia we say 22. 22 means 10 p.m. Okay.
В Москве было 0:43, то есть наступило 9 мая.
And in Moscow it was 43 after midnight, and it was already 9th May then. Okay, the next sentence.
Традиционно на Красной площади и на главных площадях в других городах проводят парад.
Traditionally, on Red Square and on the main squares of the big cities, parades take place. Here you see the phrase проводить парад, and this verb проводить, it means to organize some event, some activity. For example, like here, проводить парад. But also, it means that something took place somewhere. For instance, you want to say that some festival took place in Moscow. And you don't want to emphasize here that someone, like in person, organized it. It just means that some festival happened. В Москве проводят фестиваль огня. In Moscow, the fire festival takes place. So you see, проводить фестиваль, проводить парад. The next sentence. В нем принимают участие не только военнослужащие, но и танки, самолеты, военные машины. Not only soldiers take part in it, but also tanks, planes, and war vehicles. And here again you see, принимать участие. В нем принимают участие военнослужащие. Okay, the next sentence. Последние несколько лет становится популярной акция под названием «Бессмертный полк». In the last few years, an activity called the Immortal Regiment is getting popular. Here I want you to pay attention to the word под названием. Под названием literally means that something is called somehow. Называться. Что-то как-то называется. So it means to have some name. For example, you borrowed Faust book from the library, and you would say, Я взяла в библиотеке книгу под названием Faust. In the library, I borrowed the book called Faust. Книга под названием Faust. Книга называется Faust. So this activity is Immortal Regiment. It's getting extremely popular in Russia. Like thousands and thousands of people took part in it. Okay, moving to next sentence. Люди приносят фотографии родственников, погибших во время Великой Отечественной войны. People bring pictures of their relatives who died during the Great Patriotic War. It's a terrible amount of people who died there. If you ask anyone from Russia, each family has someone who died or who took part in that war. For example, in my family, we lost two of my grand-grandfathers. One of them died during the siege of Leningrad, today's St. Petersburg. Terrible time. And the other one died near Moscow. Unfortunately, we don't have pictures of them, so I can't take part in that event, Immortal Regiment. But it's really touching, and I love how people remember their ancestors. Because this holiday, it's not about politics, it's not about Hitler, it's not about Stalin, no, it's about people. Just ordinary people whose lives were ruined. You know, they had their plans, they had dreams, families, love, and it was... I just don't have words for it. That's why I'm always so angry, and it surprised me, because there are so many haters of this holiday, especially in the former Soviet republics. Okay, again, I'm getting distracted. The last paragraph. В течение дня по телевизору показывают всеми любимые советские фильмы про войну. During the day, on TV they broadcast beloved Soviet movies about the war. Here you see в течение дня. It means during some time, during the day here. But also you can say it with anything else. В течение года, в течение часа, в течение осени, meaning during some period of time. For example, я позвоню в течение часа. I'll call in 1 hour, but it means that he can call in 10 minutes or in 50 minutes, so you don't know exactly, but during 1 hour he will call. В течение часа. Okay, and then go the names of the movies. В бой идут одни старики, офицеры, а зори здесь тихие, и многие другие. Only old men are going to battle, officers, the dawns here are quiet, and many others. Now about the old man. It's not correct, because старики doesn't just mean old man, it also means experienced person. For example, this movie, В бой идут одни старики, it's about pilots, and pilots who were there from the beginning of the war, and also some new ones, like newcomers. And so those who already had experience, they are старики. It doesn't mean that they're old, it means that they are experienced. So only старики are going to battle. It's a great movie. And the last sentence of this text.
Вечером жители столицы и крупных городов могут увидеть большой праздничный салют.
In the evening, citizens of the capital and big cities can see the big holiday fireworks. Well, I don't see anything interesting here. Столица is capital. In Russia, it's Moscow, obviously. Okay, I guess that's it for the text. Don't forget that if you want to learn more about Russia and the Soviet Union in World War II, you can subscribe on the page with the podcast. You'll find the link in the show notes. Or just try realrussianclub.com/slowrussianpodcast. You'll see the opt-in form there. And don't forget to share the episodes with your friends. Okay, today's episode was strange. I'm sorry if you didn't like it, but I hope the next one will be more optimistic. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!